This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The issue of alleged Venezuelan gang members in Aurora was center stage at a campaign event last night that attracted some high-profile Republicans. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Representatives Lauren Boebert and Greg Lopez, as well as Chip Roy of Texas, joined GOP congressional candidate John Fabricatore. He's running for the state's 6th congressional seat, which includes Aurora. Boebert and others blamed Colorado's Democratic leaders for the situation.
There's so much that we're working on in Congress to help states like ours, but ultimately it comes from the top here, this being a sanctuary state. And now red cities like Aurora are being negatively impacted.
Residents in the buildings supposedly targeted by gang members say they've also been victimized by their negligent landlords. They are now also scared of right-wing vigilantes involving themselves due to media reports. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The city of Colorado Springs will host public meetings in September to gather feedback on a new map for city council districts. Residents can comment on several potential plans and share thoughts on priorities. An advisory committee will use this input to then assist the city clerk in the redistricting process. The map options and a survey are available on the city website. Sunny skies in Denver this weekend with highs in the upper 80s and low 90s by Sunday. In Colorado Springs, expect highs in the upper 80s this weekend with a slight chance for afternoon storms tomorrow. And on the western slope, Glenwood Springs can expect temps in the low 80s with a slight chance for storms on Sunday. This is CPR News in KRCC.